She Gets It podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not help. It's not helping. And it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show. Well, welcome to the show. Damn, took you long enough. This is She Gets It podcast. My name is Shan. I'm here to give you everything I'm giving the people in my life, okay, and the physical. I am being honest. I am laying it on the table. Pick through. Listen up to all the topics and things. You know, get comfortable. Put your feet up. Is your feet staying? Keep your shoes on. And let's get into the show. Let's go. She gets it. I mean, I'm at an age where this is my life. These bills are my life. Thank God these payment arrangements are my life. These alarm clocks went from school to work. Work in places you hate. The hell that comes with Navient. Y'all know, for those of you who went to college and paying back hella loans. The auto insurance going up. For what reason? I don't know, but goddamn, it's high as hell. She Gets It podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not help. It's not helping. And it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show. We will talk about the no more me time. Nobody cares about you in adult life. Nobody cares about your personal time in adult life. And it's cutthroat out here. Okay. We will talk about having no time to engage with new people. And what the hell is privacy? Fall is coming. Fall is like my favorite time of the year. Autumn is my favorite season. So if you're looking for some merch, check your girl. Support the She Gets It podcast by getting you some merch. You know what I'm saying? You get some merch. You support. You get a little something, something out of it. You become a representative, an affiliate for She Gets a podcast, and I have sweatshirts on there, hoodies, t-shirts, whatever you need is on the She Gets It shop. Shop with Teespring. I'll go ahead and put the link up. Let's get back to the show.
Here we go.
Back to the show.
Back to the show.
We will talk about the no more me time. Nobody cares about you in adult life. Nobody cares about your personal time in adult life. and it's cutthroat out here. Okay. We will talk about having no time to engage with new people. And what the hell is privacy when you're an adult anyway? It's supposed to be the other way around. When you have kids, they don't get privacy until they're adults. But as an adult, where I am in my 30s, I'm just like, what privacy do I have? I don't know, because hella people be calling my number and I never gave it to you. But yes, it's just, I figured there's so much to talk about. There's so many things as adults we have questions on. And it's kind of hard to speak to your parents or your older uncles, especially if they come from a different country, about the things you're personally dealing with in adulthood, where it doesn't come off like, ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody doing it the long way. What's the shortcut of doing it and getting a semi-okay result? And that's where I am. I'm just trying to figure out what are the shortcuts where I could take shortcuts and still have time in my day. Because we know every day we wake up with a plan of how it's going to go. And the odds are, with your day, it doesn't go that way. And that's cool too. But I'm about to find me a shortcut. I don't know about you, but I'm about to find me a shortcut. And this is where I give you a shortcut. Adulting 101. Payment arrangements save lives. Push that thing back. I understand you might have the money to pay it, but are you going to be asked out on something else until you get some more money? Push that shit back. Yeah, I got it, but I want to hold on to it a little longer. I might be able to use it for this or that, and then payday might fall and I might have a little bit more extra to get things done and also pay you in a timely fashion because I made a payment arrangement. Use the fact that you can make a payment arrangement on utility bills. You can make a payment arrangement on your phone. You can make a payment arrangement on your damn cable. And can we get a congratulations clap? Because I canceled my cable because I came up on that membership ending and I canceled my cable because I ain't got time to be dishing you out money for cable when I work two jobs and I get home by damn near 10 o'clock or 10:30. I ain't got time to be watching TV anyway, so give me my money, please. Thank you. But the new thing that I'm in right now is reading up on ETFs, trading funds to build your income through lending. And I thought about that, that kind of makes sense. If I put my money towards someone who probably, let's say they need to save or they need to raise $25,000, and I lend them probably like $1,500 or $2,500, to that $25,000, and I have my own rate of interest that comes with that if you take it and you give it back. I'm building on my own money that I worked hard for instead of having it sit in a bank and having the bank tell me how much money I can have sit in the bank while they go ahead and use it and how much money I can take out. Like, come on. The only way we are going to build our income is if we start building our income. Like, make your money work for you without you having to work. And that's the key that I'm seeing because I cannot duplicate myself. I am not a twin. I did not have somebody around me to come half with any of these bills. So it's kind of like I have to invest in myself. I have to invest my money. And I have to flip that thing. And I'm going to flip it the legal way. I'm looking into this trading. We got to water our green. I'm talking about the legal shit. We have to water the money that we make in order for it to help us later. Help our savings. Help our wants. If you want to take that trip that costs a lot of dollars, go ahead and flip your money. find ways to flip your money. There's so many ways out here. Just read up on it. The knowledge is there. What I need to know. Find it out. We can do it. I've been looking it up. I've been reading. I went to Barnes & Noble like 2 months ago. And there's so much stuff on new ways of using currency and Bitcoin. And just it's just so much. And to the point where it's another language. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to get lost without knowing how people are using money these days. So I want to read up on everything I can read up on. Last but not least, I will be here every Friday giving you something that's on my mind because she gets it. I'm here with you. I'm living this life too. Might be slightly different, but I'm out here with the struggle muggle also. I really want to know, what are y'all thinking about right now? There's a lot of shit going on. I'm not gonna, you know, talk about a certain topic in the news right now, but we all know there's a lot of shit going on right now. Like, what are you thinking about right now, this week, today, this month? It could be anything. I want to hear from y'all. I want to know what y'all want to talk about. I want to know what y'all questions are. I just want to know. So please leave a voicemail on Anchor. I want to listen in, you know, let me know what's going on, because I want to hear from y'all, because I know you might be getting older, but we're not getting stupid. We got needs too, and we're trying to adjust with all this newness that's coming, all this oldness that's fading, and we just want to be able to be comfortable 10 years from now. 20 years from now, based off of good decisions we need to make now. That is the goal. Before you go, let me just say this. The only way we get better is through addressing the things we are not good at. It's Shan. I am here. This is She Gets It. Hope to see you guys or hear from you guys next Friday.
Hey, Chan. So I just want to address the fact, since you were talking about finances, how my last $5 is different from someone else's last $5. And so I was talking to my husband last week about this, you know, and I'm like, yo, you know, if I'm broke, like, it's my last, it's my $5. Like, this $5, if I have $5 on Monday, I'm not going to see no money until Friday. Like, nothing. And, you know, because we talked about it, you know, we have friends that, like, their parents still, like, drop them money. So their last five is not really their last five, you know, where my last five is, it's my last five. I don't have a grandma. I don't have a mom, you know, to go and, like, help me out with it. So, you know, I just wanted to discuss that, what people think about, like, you know, comparing finances in that sense. So it cut me off the last time, but so it's not so much comparing it, but you know, it's just like as you get older and you start to really listen to what other people are saying, your friends, your coworkers, your family, you know, I've been around people who it's like, yeah, no, you know, I decided to like, you know, get this TV and this furniture, but like, you know, it's my last. And it's like their grandmother's paying their rent or their mom's is paying their rent. Or like people I work with, you know, also it's just like, no, I went and I got this Moncler jacket and these Gucci slides. But you living with your grandmother and she cover all the bills. Like, I can't respect you as an adult. And this is just me, you know, I'm curious as to how other people feel, you know, because I'm sure everybody's encountered people like this in their lives. I've encountered a lot of them. You know, I don't know if I would necessarily consider you an adult because, you know, being an adult is being responsible for your own. And in case anything happens, it's covered by you.